communications, this is an opportunity for people to address the council on any subject they wish and express their opinions. It's a listening session. Carla, please call the first individual.
Item 846, request of Tia Zilbertstein to address council regarding failure of Portland leadership to keep protests safe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Very good. Could you please call Sarah as well?
Okay, 847, request of Sarah Hobbs to address council regarding recent protests.
Very good. Thank you.
Good morning, City Council, Mayor Wheeler. My name is Tia Zilberstein. I'm a native Portlander and a mom. And I'm here to discuss how Portland police have been behaving during the political demonstrations in our city. On Saturday, June 30th, Portland, Oregon experienced perhaps its worst scene of open political violence in living memory. This is a quote from the article in Haaretz, an Israeli newspaper. I want to know why, on June 4th, 2017, police used flashbang grenades on largely peaceful protesters, then arrested them as a group without a warrant and required them to be photographed with their IDs before being freed. I also want to know why police cooperated with far-right extremists to arrest demonstrators in that protest. I want to also know why, on June 30th, 2018, the police opened the police line and allowed one group of people who were armed with sticks to engage with another group, Antifa, who were stripped of those same weapons before being allowed into their demonstration. I also want to know why on June 4th, 2018, the police opened the police line, allowed one group of people who were armed with sticks to engage with another group. The police launched first flashbang grenades into the crowd of protesters, almost killing one protester and injuring a number of others. As a citizen, I want to know that I can join in any side of a demonstration and be protected by the police. Favoritism and outright attacks on demonstrators cannot be the behavior of the Portland police and cannot be supported by the people overseeing them, who are Chief Outlaw and Mayor Wheeler, and I'm not sure exactly who else, but you are the people who are in charge of this. As a citizen, the far-right-wing protesters are being shipped in from out of state by the same groups, Patriot Prayer, Proud Boys, and other violent white supremacists that were responsible for the deaths and violence in Charlottesville, North Carolina. These groups promote violence against anyone who doesn't agree with them. You know this. You know these are not peaceful people, and you know they were a group whose purpose was to cause mayhem in Portland. So why did you allow this? Why are the newspapers reporting that the police see them as more mainstream and favor them, a violent pro-fascist anti-American group, over the safety of Portlanders? Why is Portland police regularly seen across the world as making violent situation worse? We are now becoming known as a city that supports fascists. I don't believe this is what you want your legacy to be seen as, Mayor Wheeler. I want to know that people in this community are going to be safe when we go to express our opinions in public. I want to know at least that the Portland police are not going to endanger us because of what side of a protest we are on. I want to know that the Portland police policy on demonstration has been, and I want to see, and why we're seeing this pattern of police violence against Portlanders at demonstrations, and is there a policy that favors one group over another and favors violence over self-defense? Please explain.
Very good. And by the way, communications is not the opportunity to interrogate the city commission, but I do want to respond to what you said because you've asked some very specific questions. First of all, there is no specific policy that favors one group over the other. Legally, and you asked a question, why are they allowed to come here? The First Amendment of the United States Constitution gives people the right to assembly and the right to express themselves, even if that expression is abhorrent and reprehensible. And I'm sure if you talk to some folks here from the ACLU, they will confirm that that is the case. That being the case, the role of the police bureau is to keep groups separated, particularly those who, in advance of the demonstration, make it clear through social media or other means that their intention is actually to get into it, to have what Willamette Week described as a, quote, sanctioned street fight, unquote. And so then the question becomes, which tactics do the police bureau use? And I will simply parrot what Chief Outlaw has already said with regard to the tactics. There is going to be an investigation of all the tactics used, including potentially an outside review. She had expressed some concern about injuries that had taken place during that protest, and I expressed similar concerns. She made a decision as she can as the command and control leader for the Portland Police Bureau to suspend the use of certain tactics until that review has become clear. And I really want to hone in on something you said, because it's been what's keeping me up at night, which is the community voice in opposition to hate and to violence as a means of expressing political views. In San Francisco, it wasn't just the mayor who said, we don't want this here, and we abhor these perspectives of hate and violence and bigotry. It was a broad swath of the community, a broad swath of the political leadership. It was bipartisan. It was local. It was around the state. And they were able to dissuade this kind of activity, at least in one circumstance. And as you know, a year ago in June, I took what I believed to be a principled legal and constitutional stand, asking the Patriot Prayer Group and their affiliates not to come to the city of Portland. I knew constitutionally I could not prohibit it, but I also understood that with rights come responsibilities. And I felt coming to our city merely days after a double murder on the MAX train and a severe injury and two young women being terrorized in a very hateful, racist manner, I did not think it was a good idea for people to come here and protest, particularly given the affiliation of the then alleged perpetrator with the people coming to our city. And as you'll recall, I stood alone. It was a very lonely couple of weeks while not only the local folks excoriated me for allegedly stepping on people's constitutional rights, but dozens of editorial boards around the United States and some overseas excoriated me. And in retrospect, I have no regrets about the decision I made. I believe there was an imminent threat. And unfortunately, that my worst fears were realized several weeks later in Charlottesville. But we, as a community, need to have a unified voice on this subject. I will continue to do what I need to do as the police commissioner to be ensuring that our chief, who has command and control authority over the police bureau, is impartial to the message. They cannot be partial to one side or to the other. Their job is to protect safety, protect lives, protect property. But over here as mayor, I want to work with people in the community who agree with me that when people come here from out of state and they seek to create a violent or provocative situation in our community, we should stand together as a community and say that is not acceptable. We do not want you to come here to our community and to create havoc that potentially puts our residents and our lives and property at risk. And so going forward, I hope we don't continue to be divided on this subject. I hope we are unified as a community. But I appreciate your testimony, and I thank you for raising the questions. Good morning.
Okay, for the record, my name is Sarah Hobbs, and having become riot response team collateral damage during the riot in May Day that got me apologies from everybody because it was so wrong, I've come today very triggered about what happened at the recent protests. So I want to start with a quote from I wonder, when an officer is handed a grenade launcher and a bag of shells, have they ever really practiced firing down a city street? My guess is no. Charles Maslow, professor at Northern Michigan University and former director of the Weapons and Equipment Research Institute. A person who is engaging in their guaranteed constitutional right to protest have the right to expect that the people who are sworn to protect the peace are not the ones who will become the aggressors. I often tell cops, you don't have to like us, but you do not have the right to hurt us. Portland Police Bureau's use of flashbangs shot into crowds put protesters at grave risk. On August 4th, a person got hit in the head. Another suffered third-degree burns. As the expert I quoted at the beginning of my testimony stated, these are used after a little training. Rethink their use? No. It is time to remove them from the Portland Police Bureau arsenal.
Thank you, Sarah. And as you know, all of this is a subject of investigation and potentially litigation. I personally believe the police officers have a very, very difficult role to play here in keeping people separated. And as the chief has said, and I support our chief and I support our police bureau, they have to be a learning organization. And as I indicated, the chief has made some decisions about tactics until the results of the investigation can be completed. And that's really all we can say on that subject right now. But I appreciate what you are saying. Commissioner Fritz?
Thank you for being here. I just wanted to tell both you and people at home that there's an opportunity for a peaceful protest on Sunday or a peaceful demonstration of love, and that is the Walk for Immigrants and Refugees, which will be at Gateway Discovery Park starting at 11 o'clock on Sunday. That's 106th and Halsey Northeast, and there's also simultaneously going to be events happening at Knott Park close by, which is where the walk is going to go from. So I know I've seen you there before.
That is a highlight for me, and those are the events right now that are giving me hope, because I posted on my Facebook page yesterday, the only thing that's keeping me here in Portland at this point is OHSU, because they've got national experts for a very rare disorder I have, or I'd be out of here. I'm tired of the going on. But yes, the walk with refugees and immigrants, it's a highlight of mine every year, and I hope to see you all.
Yeah, and Sarah, thank you for your myriads of services to the community. You're very open about your health afflictions, but you bring a high degree of energy to so many good causes in the community, and we're all appreciative. Thank you. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you. Next.